this evening. Come on, if you're a person of authority, repent for those you have authority over. There's a sweet, sweet, sweet presence of God moving right now, and I don't want to rush past this. Somebody just go ahead and break open your vessel. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, just break open that vessel right now. God's here. He's here to do a work in this house tonight. He's here to touch. He's here to minister to his people. Somebody just needs to just break yourself open. And just let him have his way in your life right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Somebody just let that heavenly language flow through your vessel right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Blessed be your name, God. Blessed be your name, God. Blessed be your name, oh God. This is not just another service, and you're not here by accident tonight, but you're here in the divine will of God, and he's here and he wants to minister to you right now. He wants to touch you right now. Just call out on him. Call out to him. Make your vessel open and able to receive what he wants to do in the house tonight. Hallelujah. About to go to the word of the Lord, but before we do, why don't you just link up with somebody there near you? Men with men, ladies with ladies. Pray God's blessing and strength on your brother, your sister. I feel like God still wants to do something here in these next few minutes. And we need to be ready to hear and receive what he has for us. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Glory to your name. Thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your name, God. We lift you up. Come on, give him some high praise right now. Come on, he just spoke a word directly to us. Somebody needs to go ahead and grab hold of it with your praise and your worship right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Well, for those of you who are wondering who is preaching tonight, you don't have to wonder anymore. I believe I got a word from God for this church, for this body tonight. I believe God's going to talk to some people to confirm some things he's already been dealing with some folks about. And hopefully he will just take over this thing and just have his way here tonight. If you got your Bibles, would you turn to 2 Kings chapter 2 with me? Hallelujah. You want to remember the pastor and his family in your prayers as they are out on vacation, having a good time, enjoying family, fellowship, fun. Pray God's blessing and protection upon them while they're away. Brings them back safe. We love them. We miss them when they're gone. But we're glad they're able to go away to recharge and to spend some time together. It's important to have that time. And we're glad that they feel comfortable enough to do that. 2 Kings chapter 2. We're going to begin in verse 1. And it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, yea, I know it. Hold your peace. And Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho. And he said, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. And the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Elisha and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, yea, I know it. Hold your peace. And Elijah said unto him, tarry, I pray thee, here, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan. And he said, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they too went on. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood to view afar off, and they too stood by Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass as they still went on and talked that, behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. I want you to take a special look at verse 13 here. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. And when the sons of the prophets which were to view at Jericho saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. And they came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him. And just over the next few minutes here, I want to talk to you for a little bit under the subject, idea, title, whatever you want to call it, of falling mantles. Falling mantles. If you would put your Bibles down and lift up your hands and hearts towards heaven. God's already spoken to us so sweetly here in this place, but I don't think he's done yet. He's got a little bit more for us, so we need to make our hearts ready for him. Mighty God, we love you. We praise you. We thank you for your presence in the house, God. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, God, for all your many blessings, God. Thank you for the word that you've given to us tonight, God. Thank you that your word is forever settled in the heavens, God, and we praise you for it. We worship you for it, God, and we thank you, God. Pray that you would just touch us over the next few minutes, God. Touch every heart, every ear to hear this word, God, to receive it, God. Touch my mouth to speak it, God. And just help us here tonight in the next few minutes, God. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Everybody said, in Jesus' name. Why don't you give God a hand clap of praise as you're seated tonight? Hallelujah, Jesus. The beginning of this thought or this idea that I'm conveying to you tonight came to me several years ago. It's something that I reflect on from time to time, and God pressed it upon my heart to share it with you here tonight. It came out of I believe it was a youth service at General Conference. If I remembered exactly, I would tell you who was preaching, when it was, what time. I don't remember a lot about it. I was actually listening to it after it happened on a CD, and all I remember is the altar call, and I remember whoever was preaching began to call young people to the altar and began to call out the names of elders that had been used by God that were either had passed on or were moving up in years. And he was calling out their names and he was saying, the mantle of so-and-so is falling and the mantle of so-and-so is falling. And he was imploring young people to pick up mantles of anointing that were falling all over the house that day. This kind of hit home with me a little while after that when my grandmother passed away. And I was just thinking about her. And then God brought this service to my remembrance, that altar call to my remembrance. And he asked me very directly, who will pick up the mantle of your grandmother's prayers? Who will pick up the mantle of her faithfulness? It's something that I've thought about over the years and I keep thinking about. And over the years, I've come to actually realize that each saint, each child of God, you've been filled with the Holy Ghost, baptized in his name, you have a mantle that you're responsible for and that you carry around. Pastor talks about it often when he talks about ministers. He asks us all ask the ministers to stand up. We all stand up because we know that we all have the responsibility of ministry. We don't all have the same gift, but we all have the responsibility of ministry. Paul talks about it like this in Romans chapter 12, beginning in verse 1. He says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say through the grace given unto me that to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man. Everybody said every man. Amen. The measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. He thought it was important enough to again address the church at Corinth with the same idea in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Starting in verse 1. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another divers kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man. So everybody said every man. Severely as he will. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? Somebody answer the question. And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now God has set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it hath pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet but one body. The eye can't say to the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor. And our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked. That there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Let's pay close attention to these next couple of verses. Verse 27. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers. After that, miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Having all the gifts of healing, do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. So while we are all part of one body, we don't all have the same office or the same role or the same calling or mantle, if you will. But we all work in harmony with our gift to give to further the kingdom of God. I've watched over the years as different mantles have been transferred from person to person, or people have stepped out of certain areas of ministry. Other people have stepped up and said, I will pick up the mantle. I will answer the calling. Another reason might be the increased capacity for a ministry, where a certain ministry has grown to the fact that it needs more people involved in it. And I've watched this church body grow from a storefront with just a handful of families to now I believe we run regularly over 300 plus people on Sunday mornings. And over the years, there have been many passion-based teams, ministries, different things form because someone saw a need and decided to pick up the mantle. And other ministries that were around have grown. So the church has grown because people saw a need and they stepped in and picked up the mantle of that ministry. Just about a week and a half ago, Brother Prado stood in this pulpit and he preached to us that God was about to pay us back. for some things. He was about to pay us back. He was speaking individually to some individuals. He was speaking to some families, but I believe he was speaking to this church body as a whole. And Brother Stephen, as he was closing that service, mentioned that about a sermon that Brother March preached several years ago, and where he asked the question, what if God decided to pay New Life back in one revival for all the Bible studies, for all the cards that have been handed out? Think about it. 30 years of ministry going on in this city by this church. Cards handed out, flyers handed out, Bible studies, Brother Cliff, being taught. Some to folks who, for whatever reason, decided not to come live for him. You may think of it as time wasted, but it was time invested in the kingdom and something that God is about to pay us back for. Something that God is about to restore unto us. And that's not my message. That was Brother Prado's message. But think about that. So what happens if God pays us back in one revival for all of those Bible studies, for all of those cards handed out? What happens? I took a personality test one time at work, and I was labeled as a deep thinker. It may surprise some of you, but if they'd have just given me the labels, I could have told them that that's where I'm at right there. Because I like to step back and think about things. I like to analyze things, look at them from all different kind of angles. And so I began to do that after that word went forth Sunday. And began to think, what would happen if in one revival, in the matter of just one service or just over a couple of weeks, God decided to pay us back? In a month here, we're about to move into a building that we could easily double in size and not miss a beat, not even feel it. If you think all this is just happening and coming together as a coincidence, you've got another thing coming. But it's God's hand working on this city. It's God's hand working in this church. It's prophecies from years ago before New Life was even a thought coming to pass in front of your very eyes. We've had prophecies go forth even from this pulpit. They've talked about us being a church on a hill, and guess what we're about to be? It's talked about the revival that God wants to pour out in the South, that people are going to look all across the country, all across the nation at this church, at this city, and see what God is doing here and know that it's the hand of God. And they're going to say, I want that for my city. I want God to pour that out in my church. But again, what happens? How do we get into that? How do we not contain, but how do we grow with that? All of a sudden, you think about all the families dropped in this church, all the new converts, all the kids, all the young people. You've got more Bible studies that need to be taught. You've got more new converts that need somebody to come up behind them and put their arm around their shoulder and talk to them and mentor them. It means more kids in Sunday school. It means we need more Sunday school teachers. I mean, you can kind of draw the lines here yourself. It means we've got more kids in our youth group on Friday nights. And it means we need more folks watching over them. It means we need more Sunday school teachers. It means the school's going to grow. It means we need more teachers in the school. It means all kinds of different things, all kinds of different ministries that are going to need to expand very quickly. And in order for that to happen, somebody's got to pick up the mantle and say, I will answer the call. I will pick up the mantle. I believe God's been dealing with some folks here under the sound of my voice about some very specific things, some very specific ministries that he's calling you to be a part of. For some of you, it might be the fact that it's something you're already involved in, but maybe not to the level that God wants you to be or that God's calling you to be. For others, it's something you've never even done before, and God's been talking to you, and you wonder, how am I going to do this? How can I do this? I don't have the capacity to do this. I don't have the ability to do this. I don't have the intelligence to do this. Well, let me let you in on a little secret. That's what God wants. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. Right now, I'm up here in front of you, and I'm doing something that is just completely outside of my character and outside of my ability and outside of my capacity. A lot of people, when I tell them, I get terrified when I come up here and grab the mic. I get terrified when I'm doing exhortation or when I'm preaching or when I'm leading in prayer. I get very nervous because it's just not something that I'm comfortable with. I'm not comfortable speaking in front of crowds. I'm not comfortable speaking to large groups of people, but it's something that God has called me to do. And I know that if I get up here and I do this and I answer the call of God, I don't get any glory out of this, but it's God that gets the glory, because this is definitely my weakness, but His strength is made perfect in my weakness. So we just look at it. Just take a minute, think about it. We've got more mouths to feed, Sister Tasha, on Wednesday night fellowships, which means we need more hands in the kitchen. We've got more kids wanting to ride the bus route, which means we need more buses, more bus drivers. Come on, what can you think of? You can't think to a level that's too big that God can't do it. What God wants to pour out on this church, I don't think any of us can even imagine what He wants to do. Imagine the revival He wants to pour out in this city. Imagine the people that He wants to bring into this body. I don't think any of us know the depths, the lengths, the heights of it. So the question's not about these prophecies, about if it comes to pass, but it's just when. When it comes to pass. We've got a month, roughly, before we move into this new building. Maybe it's a couple months after, maybe it's 6 months, a year. I don't know, but as Pastor said Sunday, we don't have a throwaway service. Yes, we're here now, but we got to get ready here for when we move there. If God's dealing with you about something and He's been talking to you about an area that you need to be used in, don't say, well, you know what, I'll wait till we get over there, or I'll wait until we've got 100 people pray through in one service in the altar, or I'll wait until, no, you don't wait, you go ahead and grab it now. There are mantles falling all over the house this night, and God is calling some folks to pick it up, to walk with it, to be used by Him. Can we just give God some praise in the house right now? Come on, somebody cry out to Him right now. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I remember prayer meetings years ago, and we would have several people break out in intercessory prayer. We need that in this house. We need that. Paul said to the church of Galatia, my little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. Travail, intercession, that's how things get birthed in the Spirit. We need more of that in our altars. We need more of that in our services. We don't need just a handful of the same people who are used. I know it's uncomfortable. I know it might be a little embarrassing, but you've got to just step out and walk in what God is calling you to walk in. I know He's been dealing with some folks. You've even felt it come upon you. But for whatever reason, you've either held it back, or maybe you just don't let go to the level that you feel it. But I'm here to implore somebody, to encourage somebody. You need to let go, and you need to let God use you. You need to pick up that mantle, and you need to walk in the power and the authority that God has called you to walk in. We had tongues and interpretations. Perfect. Perfect example for this. It's gifts we just talked about. But we don't need the same few people that walk in that gift. We need more of it. We need it happening more often. We need all of God's children are called. We're all called to be ministers. We need more people answering the call. We need more people stepping up. I may not be hitting your ministry that you feel called to tonight, but rest assured, God is calling you. He's been dealing with you. I know. I've heard Him. He's been telling me He's been dealing with some folks specifically about some things they need to walk in, a mantle that you need to pick up. Whatever that may be, you need to answer that call. You need to pick it up, because God's got to work for this city. But we've got to have the body involved. We've got to have all members of the body working in unity. We've got to have everybody working together for the thing that God wants to do in this city, in this revival. Hallelujah. I'm not going to keep you much longer tonight, but I felt this so strongly in my spirit the last couple of days. And I know that God is talking to you. I know that God has been dealing with some folks. Maybe you've taught a Bible study in the past, and maybe your schedules got busy and you think you don't have time. whatever the case may be, I'm telling you, it's time to make time. God's been dealing with you about it, and it's not by mistake. It's not by accident. It's not something that you're feeling condemned over because you've done it in the past, but it's something that God is actually talking to you about. It's something that God's dealing with you about. He's calling you. He's calling some folks to step up in prayer. He's calling some folks to step up in fasting, to answer the call. We need prayer warriors for what God wants to do in this city. We need folks fasting and praying. We need the Spirit already moving before we come in here in the service. We need to feel those prayers that go forth every day throughout the week. We need people answering the call and picking up the mantle. Whatever it might be, there's several things that are just swirling through my mind right now that I think God is talking to some folks specifically right at this moment. And He's reminding you of something that He has called you to do. It may have been something from years ago and you've completely forgot about it. Life got in the way, whatever may have happened. But let me tell you something. God's not like a man. He doesn't lie. He's not slack concerning His promises. But He's true to His word. And if He's spoken it to you, it's going to happen. It's going to come to pass. I want somebody to just begin to stir up your spirit. Begin to go back in the recesses of your mind and remember those callings, those words that God has spoken to you. And begin to pick them up again. Begin to brush them off. Begin to set them forth in your prayer life and begin to talk to God. Because I'm telling you, this is the time. This is the season. We have come to the kingdom for such a time as this. And we need all the members of the body working together in unity to make this happen. Tiffany, you can go ahead and come. I'm ready to close. I got a feeling God wants to talk to us a little bit more here in the altar. I just want to get out of the way and just let him have His way. But can we just lift up our hands all across the building tonight? Come on, let's just be sensitive to His Spirit right now. Jesus. Somebody needs to go ahead and just talk to Him and tell Him, God, I hear You. I hear Your voice, God, and I will answer the call. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Who knows, we may have to go to a schedule with multiple services on a Sunday, which means we need more musicians, more sound men, more. I don't know what God's going to do. I don't know how we're going to frame it, how we're going to work it, but I know that God is going to do work in us. He's called us to this. He's prophesied that this was going to happen. And I believe we're closer than we realize. We're closer to walking in that prophecy. We're closer to the revival that God wants to pour out. We'll need more folks teaching in high schools. Just whatever you can think of, whatever ministry you're involved in right now, whatever you, different ministries you think about across the church, they're all going to grow and we need all hands on deck. It's not time to sit by the wayside. Yeah, it feels good to come in here to have church, to worship, to go back out, and then come back on the next service and just be a worshiper, just be a saint of God. But God's calling us to more. He's calling us to pick up a mantle and to do a work here in this city. And I'm going to open this altar right now. If God's been talking to you, why don't you just go ahead and come on down? He's been dealing with you about something that He wants to use you in. Go ahead and come down and just tell Him, God, I will answer the call. God, I will pick up the mantle. I will do what You want me to do. Thank you. on, somebody just let him talk to you right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Have your way, God, have your way, God. Hallelujah. Somebody just needs to tell him, whatever you want me to do, God, I will answer the call. I will pick up the mantle. God, whatever you want me to do, God, I will do it. Why don't you go ahead and link up with someone right there near you? I said, we're all members of the same body. We've got to be working in harmony to make this thing happen. Pray God's blessing and strength on your brother and your sister right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, pray God's blessing and strength upon him right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. We need your glory, Lord. Just press into that for just a little bit longer. God, we want your glory, Lord. Hallelujah. God, bless your brother, your sister, God. Hallelujah. Help us, God, to walk in the calling, God. Help us to pick up the call, to pick up the mantle, God, that you're calling us to, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you. Before we go tonight, why don't we just sing that with him for just a minute? Show us your glory, God.
I need your glory.
Come on, somebody sing it as a prayer to him right now. Why don't you take a few minutes, share your love, your victory with somebody before you leave the house tonight. God bless you. We'll have church here again Sunday morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah.